You're listening to Stateside. I'm Lester Graham. Let's catch up on a couple of things that happened in Lansing this week. Joining us as they do most Fridays are, via Skype, Ken Sikkema, Senior Policy Fellow with Public Sector Consultants and the former Republican Majority Leader in the State Senate, and Vicki Barnett, a former mayor of Farmington Hills and a former Democratic legislator. Yesterday, the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services issued a news release about a federal court update. It stated something like, Michigan continues significant progress in better protecting children in its child welfare system. Then an advocacy group talking about that same court update says Michigan has a long way to go before it can guarantee the safety and welfare of children in foster care. Ken, what do you make of those two very different perspectives?
The advocacy group Children's Rights is the group that originally sued the state some years ago for failing to adequately protect children. And a federal judge has jurisdiction over that case. The federal judge has appointed an independent evaluator to answer to the federal judge and really have an opinion as to whether or not the state is meeting its obligation to protect children. So there's a lot of what I would call independent and judicial oversight over it. And it's really the judge and I think the independent monitor that is supposed to sort out the claims and the counterclaims, ultimately, though, to get to the point of adequately protecting children that are in the foster care system.
Vicki, the group that Ken mentioned, they filed that lawsuit more than a decade ago, and it says this report finds the state is not doing background checks on many relatives who take in foster kids and not investigating credible allegations of abuse or neglect. That sounds pretty serious.
It is very serious. But I want to point out we have come a long way in the last decade in terms of dealing with the foster care system and protecting children. But we still have a long way to go. There are allegations that the caseload is still too high, that cases are being assigned to workers who are on extended leave, and so a lot of children are slipping through the cracks. That's just not acceptable, and we need to fix that.
Let's move on. This week, a House committee passed a couple of bills that would ban so-called sanctuary cities by requesting local police, or requiring, rather, local police to enforce federal immigration laws. Ken, a lot of opponents showed up to that hearing, so many that they spilled into an overflow room. No one testified in favor of the bills. Still passed. Mostly opponents say local law enforcement officials are not trained to do immigration work and a mistake could violate constitutional protections. What do you think of banning sanctuary cities?
Well, the issue of immigration, whether it's immigration law, policy, or enforcement, is really a federal matter. So I think one of the basic questions is, you know, why should the state have any role in this at all? And if the state wants to enact a law, it invites just a lot of questions that have to get sorted out. There's plenty of occasion in the past where legislators want to express their opinion about federal policy. You know, Republicans are going to want to support a Republican president and vice versa. But I think there are kind of better ways to do it than passing a law. You could pass a resolution, for example, because that's a way to express your opinion about federal policy without getting into the problematic areas of passing a law that has, you know, state legal implications.
Vicki, in an opinion piece, State Representative Stephanie Chang, a Democrat, wrote in the Free Press, these bills jeopardize public safety because immigrant community members will be more afraid to report a crime for fear of being detained or taken away by the police. What do you think of that argument?
She's absolutely correct. There needs to be cooperation and trust in a community for citizens to report crimes and to reach out to their public safety professionals. And many communities spend a lot of time working with their police officers and public safety departments to foster that kind of community policing system where people feel comfortable when they see a police officer on the street. And this law also has a very insidious portion in it. And I mention that because what it does is there's another section that would allow any citizen in a community to file suit against their elected officials should they believe that the city is not complying, or the village or community or county is not complying with this particular law. And that would invite a bunch of disgruntled citizens to suddenly start filing lawsuits against their city officials and tying them up in court. Certainly, there are more important things that we need to be dealing with.
That's Vicki Barnett, a former mayor of Farmington Hills and a former Democratic legislator. And we heard from Ken Sikkema with Public Sector Consultants and a former Republican legislator. Thanks to both of you. Have a nice weekend.
You too.
Thanks, Lester.